All right, and today on I Stand, we're going to be talking a little bit about being elect. How do you get chosen to be elect? How did we even get there? You know, a little bit about grace and just how incredible the Lord is and how high His ways are. Before we get started, as always, we do a prayer. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You just bring us to whoever You need it to, and we're so thankful for the ability to even communicate in this way and reach to the ends of the earth. And the only way that's even possible is because You created it. And we're just thankful for the opportunity to share and pray that this will touch whoever You need it to and go wherever You need it to go, and it'll be Your words and not mine. And we're so thankful for the opportunity, and pray that Your will be done. In the Lord Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, and with that, I'm just going to start in the Lord's Word in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. And kind of got to this because just pondering it and studying, and it's a really incredible thing. It's really mind-blowing. And so anyway, go right to the word of the Lord here. Ephesians 1, 2 through 6. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved. That's a wonderful chapter in general. We'll go right to 1 Peter 1, 2, and 5, 9, and 20. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience in the sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, who truly was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last time for you. It's incredible. Colossians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Then we go back to old school, Isaiah 45. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now we're going to go up to John chapter 1, awesome, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. In the beginning with God, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. There you go, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Then we'll go back to John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Man, and if you're listening to this, trying to learn and get closer to the Lord, the odds are he's working with you through the Spirit. And if that's the case, you are also predestined and foreordained to come by Christ Jesus since before time. It's just so awesome. So mind-blowing. Absolutely incredible. Praise the Lord. Every time I read that, I think about that, I'm just like, wow, unbelievable. And it just goes to show you, you got to get in there and read, like I've said a million times, and I'll continue to say it. And for me, it's the most incredible thing. And it just gets better and better and better. And what we'll do, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about this. And just stay right there. All right, and we're back. Yeah, a little bit more here on grace. I want to go to Ephesians 2:8. Told you that was a great chapter. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Grace is basically the love and mercy to us from God. He gives it freely to whom he wills because of his desire to give it. It is a gift, but it's a gift because it's unearned. We did nothing for it. You don't do works for it. There's nothing we can do in the flesh to earn it. It's not because of what we want or what we do. Rather, it's the Lord's desire to give it to us. Ephesians 2:9, not by works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his creation, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, ordained that we should walk in them. We're definitely going to do another episode on that subject for sure in the near future. It's a very important topic. It's a really cool topic, really interesting, and there's so many perspectives on it. So I really look forward to doing that. And oh, check this out. Really cool. Speaking of before time and preordained, it's so awesome. With Christ Jesus spoken of throughout the Bible. So I'm going to do a little Genesis to Revelation's journey. It's really cool. We're going to start at Genesis 49, 9 through 10. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of people be. Then we go to Matthew chapter 20, 17 through 19. Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way he took 12 aside and said to them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priest and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." Then Matthew 26:2, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then we'll go to John chapter 18, 31 through 37. And Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law, but we have no right to execute anyone." They objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Totally called it, right? Pilate then went back inside the place, the palace, and summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "I am a Jew," Pilate replied. "Your own people and the chief of priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, then my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now, my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," Pilate said to Jesus. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Then we go back to Numbers 23, 24. It's, "Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. He crouched, he lie down as a lion and as a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesses thee, and cursed is he that curses thee." That's Numbers 24:9. And then we'll go right to Revelations. "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof." Our mighty King and Savior Christ Jesus. Wow, so awesome. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I know, it's probably nerding out a little bit, but it's so cool. You see things like that all the time. So I say, you got to get in there and you got to read it. It happens more often than you can imagine. And I just wanted to share that. So we'll call that from Genesis to Revelations, and you can do it in other ways too, and we probably will in the future, but just really cool. I wanted to share that, and we'll get back to it a little bit more. All right, and we're back, and I know we got to leave off there and I know we left off at John, and I'll happily read the words of our Lord again. We were at John 8:32, and I'm so thankful for everybody that listens and supports and shares this and anything we can do to keep it going. And so John 8:32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 14:6, "Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Then we go to John 3:31-36. "He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and giveth all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Go to Exodus. Yeah, that was about, you just flipped to Exodus. That was really cool. You know, the breakdown, just how awesome, the story of John the Baptist is as well, and how much we can pull from that. I mean, guy comes out of the wilderness and comes onto the scene and it is screaming at the top of his lungs, making the ways flat, and then he has to decrease and then he gets his head chopped off, but he's yelling the whole time. I absolutely love it. We all should be so fortunate to be able to hold our faith as strongly as that, and I pray we will. That none of us will let go, but anyway, just exciting. But Exodus 19:5-6. "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." And I know it's Old Testament, but it's also relevant because his word didn't fall off because of the New Testament. He's still going to do this regardless. And we go to Deuteronomy 7:6. "For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." And then wanted to go to Psalms 135, just the entirety of it. It's really awesome. But again, like I said, you're chosen, you're picked out, you're the elect. These are things that are absolutely 100% relevant to that conversation. It's preordained, predestined for anybody to say that contextually, that's, you know, it doesn't make any sense because the word lasts from before time to after time ends. It's forever. God cannot lie. He is everything. He creates everything. He's the master storyteller. So don't ever let anybody get you twisted up over that. But Psalms 135:1, "Praise you the Lord, praise you the name of the Lord, praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, you that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his special treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth,
in the seas and in all the deep places. He causeth all the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast. Can't beat him, man. Who sent the tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants. Who smote the great nations and slew mighty kings. The king of the Amorites and Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for a heritage unto Israel, his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants. Boy, am I ever thankful for that one. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them, meaning idols. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise you the Lord. And praise the Lord for sure. Just pull you open a psalm and read you some of those sometimes. Again, it's all timeless. There's nothing to be said except, wow. it just sends a chill right up the old spine. So again, I mean, we're predestined. It's preordained. We're thought of before the beginning of time. The grace that has been given for us to have faith, the faith that has been given, preordained, predestined by the Lord and His will and for His good pleasure. So take it not for granted. Don't be quick to throw other things away and say, oh, I'm good. Don't be a Pharisee. Don't anoint thyself. Just be thankful. Praise the Lord. And above all, just realize what a blessing it is to even be noticed, to be a worm in the dirt and have Him care about you. That's how I look at it. It's something beyond real capability of understanding for anyone. I think it's so high of a way that our brains would explode if we really got it. So it just it's an incredible place to be, and I'm just so thankful to be able to bask in His glory and just know he's here with us and loving that presence, and love you all, and just remember he's got it all handled. He's got it all covered. It's His will. What will be His will. It's nothing you've done. It's nothing I've done. It's just His purpose. And with that, I say, we thank you, Father, for letting us spend some time together, and I thank you for just even taking the time to look upon someone as worthless as me and give me purpose and open my eyes. And I pray that others out there will have their eyes open as well, and that this message lands where it needs to. Not worthy in in any shape of the imagination, and just thankful to have any sort of an opportunity. And we're forever grateful, and in the Lord Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I'm thankful for all of you, and if there's ever something that comes up, feel free to reach through to me. Supposedly the technology says that you can through here, you can send me a message. If not, I guess I'll have to work on that. And eventually I'll have my website up and running, Lord willing, and we'll be able to communicate through that as well. But in the meantime, you can contact me at nick@homesteadedinfaith.com. We're here to help each other out. So if there's something I've misunderstood, or something you could help enlighten me on, or just a subject in general you want to talk about, or anything of the nature, more than open to all of it. And again, so thankful for all of you. Give us a share if you know somebody that could really use it or might enjoy it. Other than that, guys, have a wonderful day. We're predestined, so hard not to have a big head over that, but don't. Love y'all, and be safe, and stay tuned. More to come.